Nyawiskenekagwego. I'm thankful you're well. You're listening to Gyno. Gyno is a Seneca word for music or song. I'm your host, Brett Mabee. Each week we take a listen to some amazing music from different indigenous artists from all across this great turtle island. So whether you're tuning in for the first time today or you're a longtime listener, you're always invited to enjoy the music and the chat. I have the great good fortune of welcoming my friend Ailani to the show today. She's a young Santa Clara Pueblo artist located in northern New Mexico. At just 19 years old, she's released 6 different projects, occasionally guest hosts on radio shows, music videos, a staple at the Native Guitars Tour, and today we're discussing her latest release, Mortified, and kicking things off its vast play today on Gyno.
I've been used to your voice, and I've been playing your playlist. Yeah, I played it, yeah, I played them again. Yeah, I've written a few songs, but I haven't written.
The indie dream pop stylings of the one and only Ailani and her vast play from her 2022 release Mortified, kicking off our listening on today's edition of Gyno. If you're just now tuning in, I'm excited for today's conversation with this young Santa Clara Pueblo artist. I got to meet her out in Albuquerque last year as a guest host for Native America Calling during the Native Guitars Tour time, you might recall. And I met her, Iwa, Olivia Comacheed, Scotty Clifford as well during that time. That was quite a stacked lineup that we had in the studio that day. And I've been meaning to get Ailani on the line here for a while now. So without further ado, it's with great pleasure that I'd like to welcome you to the show. Nyawe Skeno Ailani, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good.
I'm glad to hear. It's, of course, once again, an incredible honor to be able to discuss your art today. And for the sake of the new listener, let's just hop right into some introductions. Please tell us a little bit about yourself.
I am a 19-year-old singer-songwriter, producer from Santa Clara Pueblo, New Mexico. And I've been doing this since I was about 13 years old, and I have about 6 releases out now. And yeah.
Very cool. What was it that inspired you to pick up the guitar and get going with it?
I think my grandma actually always wanted to play guitar. She couldn't actually do it herself, I guess, for whatever reason she believed. So she gave me guitar when I was about like 5. But I couldn't play it and I couldn't really figure it out. And I didn't really have any like teachers or lessons to go off of. So I never really picked it up. But when I was about 12, I wanted to learn how to play. Mostly because I actually want to songwrite, and so I start to learn chords and teach myself through online videos, and that's kind of what started it all.
Your grandma sounds like a really influential individual in your life. I mean, she helped you build your studio as well, correct? You live with her, and you sound really close, yeah?
Yeah, we're so close. Been close since I was born, and she is the person I look up to most and the person who supports me most, absolutely.
So you were mentioning that she probably, or for whatever reason, felt she couldn't play guitar. Did she start flooding you with requests once you learned how to play?
Not too many. She did buy me a songbook, and all of it had, I guess you could put oldies, but I was actually homeschooled by her with my brothers. And for a while, when I got decent enough, we'd play Country Roads by John Denver on it pretty often. And we'd sing it all together, our little homeschooling group, and it was pretty fun.
Needless to say, you've been playing for about 6 years now. At what age did you put out your first release?
The first release I put out was called Endeavors EP, and I released that in early 2020, so I was 16. Yes, 16, sorry. I need to do some math.
Well, you know, I'm doing the math here right now, and wow, I didn't realize that all of these releases were put out in such a short amount of time.
Yeah, one after another.
It's been go, go, go for you, and of course, I think when you and I met out in Albuquerque, that was right around, that was on the heels of the Heartbroken Bones album, right?
Yeah, I had released Heartbroken Bones in the summer of 2021, and kind of rode that high for a while. I did have a release in November called the Break My Heart EP of 2021, but most of it was riding the high of Heartbroken Bones, yeah.
What about that album do you think really kind of helped to open doors for you?
I honestly think about it often, and I don't really know what did it, but it just got so many reshares and reposts, and maybe a lot of it was just coverage from Native Guitars for.
Okay.
Based here in New Mexico, but I don't really know what happened.
Well, you sound a little surprised that you've found some success with this. Yeah,
definitely. I never did it for success or coverage, and I didn't really know what would happen, to be honest.
I like to think that's perhaps what resonates with people. I mean, you're doing it with the right reasons, with the right intention, and you're just expressing yourself. And I think people can feel that kind of visceral nature of your songwriting. Yeah?
That's probably a valid reason for why I think I confuse people slightly, possibly.
There are a lot of great tunes on that release. One that I want to spend just a couple minutes talking about, in fact, it's going to be the next song that kicks off this block of listening, is Honestly. Now, this track stands apart for a couple of different reasons, but, I mean, you were able to kind of take your art to the next level by bringing in some visual collaborators for that, too.
Yeah, I was able to work with Morningstar Angeline from New Mexico to create a music video for it. It's my most popular song, so I felt like it was a good one to use for a music video.
You were mentioning that track. You kind of debated whether you were even going to include it on the album. I bet you're pretty happy that you did now, Olya.
Yeah, I think I do wonder if nothing... If Heartbroken Bones wouldn't have taken off if I didn't include it on the album, but I'm so close not to putting it on there. It's the first song I recorded for the album. in 2020, the end of 2020, and I actually did it as a school project, so I wasn't going to use it for anything. And it was my least favorite song on the album, even after I released it.
It's kind of funny how that works out, isn't it? I mean, you hear that quite a bit from artists that, you know, it might have just been a throwaway tune, but that's the one that is going to strike a chord, no pun intended.
Right, yeah. And you never really know, like, my favorite songs ended up being the least played songs, and I think everyone's tastes are just really different, and I've released almost every song I've recorded and made just because I really don't know what's going to do it and what's going to not at this point.
Well, Ilani, I'm excited to come back and talk specifically about your latest release, the 2022 Mortified. Again, real quick, for listeners just now tuning in, I'm joined on the line with Santa Clara Pueblo artist Ilani, and we're discussing her musical background at this point, but we have a lot more to talk about. So without further ado, we're going to get back into our listening. As my guests often do here on Guy Note, Ilani was kind enough to provide me with a couple recommendations, and one of which we know mutually, Iwa, and we're going to be featuring their Tangerine Lamborghini before our time is up. I also have a new artist to me anyway, and that's by Navajo artist Bijo's Room. So we'll come back, talk a little bit about that band and a whole lot more in just a few. At this time, you are cordially invited to turn it up and sing along with Honestly from Ilani's Heartbroken Bones, released in 2021. Asarananda, Jates, yada sing along. You're listening to Gyno.
Yeah. always wanted to go get away from my people there and all that, and go someplace where somebody will make me feel different, be happier. That's why I'm glad I came out to Los Angeles.
On my soul and my heart and my wits, been a struggle since peach fuzz buzz. Do a stumble, keep my stumbles low key. Got some issues, don't peek, but turn up that beat and I'll tell you a little bit about me. Bumble bright on the mic, trying to be Russell Means with the bars. I'm most deaf when he's black on both sleeves. Brought up in love and abuse, so imbalanced, like breaching my future through feeding my talents, bleeding some truth, hope to find truth. Pity I take, love I could use. Addiction is right next to me when I cruise. Got a problem with eating that I pay no mind. 2 cents is nuisance when you're on your grind. Beeswax distracts all the self-hate I find. Pity just a little, cause I fiddle with decline. Historical drama be hysterical on them and want really to solve them, but love all these problems though, keeping me company, cause all my ties ain't close no more.
This is Alexa Dawson phoning in from traditional Osage and Kansa territory, and you're listening to Gyno with Brett Mabee.
Thank you.
It's I Don't Need You by Joe's Room today here on Gyno. Of course, one of two recommendations that today's featured guest, Ilani, was kind enough to provide me with. Welcome back to the conversation. If you're just now tuning in, we got a little bit of an idea of Ilani's musical upbringing, her close relationship with her grandmother, and all of the musical foundations that bring us to this point right now. But before talking specifically in depth about Mortified, I do want to take just a quick minute to talk about By Joe's Room. What made you include this in today's recommendation playlist?
I did a collaboration last year, on one of his songs. But I didn't know about him until we somehow became mutuals on Instagram. And he would post videos of him producing stuff and releases. And I listened to a few of his tracks one day, and I really enjoyed it. It's a lot of instrumental stuff, and it's really easy listening and good, like, background studying music. And it's just nice to listen to. And he asked me to be on one of his songs, and the song is Cliffs featuring me. And I really enjoyed the freedom he gave me on it. And he's just a really respectable young guy from Arizona. And yeah, I really enjoyed working with him, and I listen to his music all the time.
You guys have any more plans to collaborate in the future?
I hope so. I would love to be either featuring him or be featured on his track again. I feel like our music styles complement each other well, the sort of indie DIY pop.
Well, I'll be keeping my fingers crossed for that future collaboration as well, and I certainly hope it comes to fruition. Ilani, I want to switch gears just a little bit right now and talk specifically about Mortified. It's my understanding that you really went back and forth with the production of this album. I mean, if I'm reading things correctly, I mean, you probably have a lot more songs that you had written than actually made the final cut, yeah?
Yeah, I'd actually say it's the only release of mine that had a lot of songs written and scrapped.
And you went back and forth, renamed it like four times. Why the indecisiveness with this?
I think, in all honesty, it was a release that I was most insecure about from the get-go. I think after writing the Heartbroken Bones album and the success off of that album, it made me really nervous to release again because I felt like a standard was made, and I felt like I also had an audience that expected a certain sort of vibe now because of Heartbroken Bones. And I think I felt mortified. And I had created so many judgments about what other people wanted to hear. So I think a lot of it is a struggle between being decisive of wanting to make an album that's only for me and songs that are for me, because originally it was only a coping mechanism for me. Then it turned into something else. And I think it was really hard to balance both of those worlds because it no longer became a coping mechanism. It became something, it became an identity for me.
No, I can understand that. Well, with that being said, though, I certainly don't feel like anything feels forced on it, if you know what I mean. It still feels naturally you, though, you know?
Yeah, and I think that's why so many songs were scrapped, because I could tell if it wasn't me or if it was. And it took me probably the longest. It was the longest it took for me to do a release because I spent so long making sure it was what I wanted it to be and making sure it felt like me instead of something I felt forced to make.
When we're talking about themes on the album, though, what sets this collection of songs apart from your previous releases?
I think this is the release that has the most self-reflection of my own, instead of a lot of what I've done is heartbreak songs or songs of being in love. And it still has that. It just, this time I'm talking about heavier things of my own personal identity, and a lot of it's self-hatred. And I think before then I was too scared to even admit that publicly. And in this release, I was able to really talk about my self-hatred more, and that be a bigger theme than being in love or breaking up with somebody.
So yeah, definitely more introspection on this. Do you feel like that it's helped you with some of your self-deprecation? Has it been a release of that too?
Yeah, I think it definitely was helpful for me to admit that I hate myself as much as I do and say it, because I think in that process, it made me hate myself a little less. Yeah. And that's never a bad thing.
No, and I think, again, that's going to be something that your fans are going to feel good about as well, because we can all identify with that. And you're at this age where you are asking a lot of questions and trying to find your place in the world right now. So, you know, I think it is a necessary release, no pun intended, for you at this particular time, you know?
Yeah.
Ilani, what are some of the other standouts for you on this album? What do you particularly like about it?
I think there's a newer sense of maturity, and every album I've released has more of it, and Mortified has something that feels more mature to me than any other project I've done. And I think I can appreciate actually being able to see it stronger. And even in my love songs and my breakup songs, it's a more mature viewpoint than like a 16-year-old would write. And a lot of what people have listened to me before was 16-year-old love songs and 16-year-old heartbreak songs. And I think the maturity has been really cool to listen to, even for me, and to see. And also, it's been cool because I noticed other people pointed out and say it to me. And I think that's something I really appreciate about it. And I think even talking about self-hatred and stuff, not something teenagers talk about a lot. They're insecure, but they don't say it. And I think it was important for me to bring that out. And that feels more mature to me than something 16-year-old me would write.
Yeah, no, I can respect that. We have a little bit more time to chat today, but before we do get into our next block of listening, I do want to just talk about the production on this, specifically because I think it's important to point a few things out here. Let's talk about your team. Who is your production team?
It's just me.
Just
I record everything. I master it myself. And I'm the only one who does all the instruments and everything on every single one of my releases.
That's incredible. And I, once again, I wanted to point that out for listeners in case they weren't aware, because you're wearing a lot of different hats on this, but I think it also really highlights your exceptional talent as well, because let's face it, as you're well aware now, I mean, there's a lot more to making an album than people typically give any kind of credit for, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, down to album artwork, it's like everything, and getting it distributed to streaming platforms, there's so many layers to it. It doesn't just appear one day. It's like many months or even years for some people to put that all together. And I think I've actually made it super simple for myself with making it just me, because I get to make all the decisions. I don't have to argue or work with anybody. I get the final say. And also, I have to take a lot of responsibility as an artist because I don't have anyone to blame.
Mm-hmm.
If something is sucks or if something is difficult or hard, it's like I am my own boss. And with that, there's pros and cons, but I wouldn't want to have it any other way. I would never really want a team, I don't think.
Sure, sure. Again, that was definitely worth talking about, just so people can really gain a deeper appreciation of all the work that you're putting into this, and I think it's paying off. You know, I'm a huge fan, and I have been since we met last April. Looking ahead to 2023, you have a very specific goal in mind, but we'll save that for when we come back. Let's get back into the listening, if that's all right with you.
Yeah.
During this block, we're going to be hearing Iwa's latest single, Tangerine Lamborghini. Now, I always encourage Gyno listeners to go and check out the archive, but I do encourage you right now to go and do that, because Iwa was a guest of mine last year in 2022, and they actually recommended Ilani. So this is kind of a cool flip-flop that we're seeing right here. We're also going to be hearing one from Neon Natives, but kicking things off right now, from Ilani's Mortified, you're invited to turn it up and sing along with I'm Not Alone, today on Gyno.
Left of it is empty. wish I could lie in my song to make it seem like I'm not alone. I'm not alone. Light in their face made it seem like I was okay. Now all I want is for them to feel the same pain that I feel. So much time crying in my car, songs I wrote only to be a mess when you